Here's another number for you. More than 500,000 people trying to get from Turkey to Europe last year landed in one place, the small Greek island of Lesbos. 500,000 people. And despite the colder weather, they're still arriving. One of the people who's tending to them is a doctor, a native of Lesbos herself. Jean Carstensen has her story.
So we wait.
I'm standing with Dr. Zoe Lavatitou outside a bus full of Syrian refugees. They've just been rescued by the Greek Coast Guard. The night before, 12 refugees drowned in high seas, but this group was lucky. The Coast Guard saved everyone. And Dr. Lavatitou checks them all. She starts with the children.
But if the children are laughing and it is okay, I will see the old man.
There are no injuries this time, but everyone is wet and cold, and the children, as usual, need special attention.
There are many children that they tell me I want to go home.
She can't tell the refugee kids where their new homes will be, so they play make-believe.
We play. Let's fix a home here. We don't like, we change, we put trees, we put flowers.
Lavatitou's jeans hang loose on her wiry frame. From behind, she could be an athletic woman of 40, but her weathered face shows that she's closer to 60. She spent her career in crisis medicine, working in places like Afghanistan and Haiti. But now the crisis is in her home, the Greek island of Lesbos. As the only doctor on the island authorized to go out on Coast Guard patrols, Lavatitou works nonstop, even as she questions the nature of the help she can offer.
Sometimes I feel so guilty because we give hope, but it is a real hope.
And she often wonders, who is she really helping?
These people, the smugglers, who? But even if I help the smugglers, I have to do it.
Lavatitou knew from childhood that she wanted to be a doctor. She went on to work with Doctors Without Borders and the Hellenic Rescue Team, which she founded in 1998. Now, on Lesbos, she tends to the refugees, but also to the needs of the locals who are suffering their own economic crisis.
I keep a balance between the Greek population, the local population, that they have an economic crisis, so I have to give medicines, clothes, whatever they need, food, and we share it.
The island's healthcare system was strapped to begin with. The Coast Guard is underfunded as well, so Lavatitou helps equip the boats for search and rescue missions.
So I take care for everything, for the gloves, for the masks, to have inside food, for blankets.
She's furious at European politicians who praise the island for its compassionate response to the crisis, but then fail to deliver much aid.
If I hear the European Union to say, okay, bravo, volunteers, bravo. But bravo, you close the borders. So what to do with bravo? I cannot do anything with bravo. If we are one family and our name is European Union, we have to be a family.
I run into Lavatitou again on a chaotic night at the port of Molivos. The night before, a Norwegian boat rescued 62 people.
All children and pregnant women from Somalia, from Eritrea, everybody good.
She's been working 24 hours straight. The port is swarming with people. Some refugees who were just rescued huddle on top of fishing nets. They're hoping their loved ones, still trapped in the sinking boat, will be as lucky.
I don't know. I cannot cry anymore. I cannot shout anymore. Just I am becoming crazy.
We hug briefly. Then she heads back to the Coast Guard boat to continue with the rescue.
Patestos!
A few days later, I meet Lavatitou at a cafe. Over 50 people drowned in that boat wreck, and corpses are washing up around the island. Her emotions are spent, but she draws on her war zone experience to deal with it.
If you feel bad, go back, prepare yourself, and again go on. This is the trick, the real training.
Now she's preparing for the long, cold winter, when crossing the Aegean will become even more dangerous.
I am really afraid. The wind and the cold. And they are in the sea finish.
But no matter what comes, Zoe Lavatitou will be there, working.
For this, probably they gave me this name, because my name, Zoe, in Greek means life. So I have to fight for my name.
For the world, Jean Carstensen, Lesbos, Greece.
Jean's reporting was supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.